because it's time for our weekly chat with Flotess, your first lady of the Aegean sports scene, down here doing her thing for KEZI Sports. See what she's up to, channel 709 on the tube, online. You can catch up, KEZI.com. Follow along on Twitter using the handle Kristen E. Rogers. KR, I know you're quite the busy sports anchor. Thanks for checking in. How are you doing today?
Yeah, of course, Steve. I'm great. Just, you know, getting ready for our shows. We got a lot coming up at 4, 5, 6, and 6:30.
So I saw your piece about fan reaction to football or basketball. And by the way, for a moment, I thought we were going to lose you flying away. We were going to have, like, Kristen the kite. But yeah. it was nice to see you remain, dare I say, grounded. So explain the logic there about how fans kind of maybe sway depending on which team is killing it right now. What were you talking about? What did you learn from that poll you took?
Yeah, you know, what was interesting was it even happened during Oregon's football season, but when they, you know, just weren't winning any games, people kept saying that Oregon was going to be a basketball school. Fans were cheering that at games because they were so excited about, you know, the expectations that the basketball program had, even the middle of football season. I mean, I remember when Oregon came out at a timeout, or the basketball team came out at a football game, home game, and it was the loudest cheer for the basketball team coming out to be, you know, they were just saying, hey, let's, you know, remember our, or, you know, give it up for our Pac-12 champions. And it was the loudest cheer for the basketball team at a football game. So, of course, that you know, you start to question, and you have some fans start tweeting at you and asking. And so, yeah, I put a poll on Twitter. Now, technically, it did lean towards being a football school. But I think what was really cool to see, football, basketball aside, were fans saying that, no, we're a softball school, we're a golf school, we're a track school. I mean, Oregon all around is just is a phenomenal athletic program. And it was really cool to see fans stick up to that as well.
Now, speaking of the fans, you've been doing some really cool stuff for those who are, you know, taking the time to make their way down here, especially, you know, those coming from the rain and gloom of Eugene. you came across a lot of neat stuff for people to do that, you know, is not going to cost them an arm and a leg. So for those who might have missed a broadcast or other places you posted it, kind of fill them in. What's some of the neat stuff you came across?
Oh, yeah. I mean, right here as you're driving up to University of Phoenix Stadium, you see the Ferris wheel. You can see Fan Fest and the music festival that's going on, the March Madness Music Festival. And, I mean, it's starting tonight. It's a free music festival, 3 days, and they have some huge headliners coming in. I believe Keith Urban is tonight. Chainsmokers are going to be on, you know, later this weekend. So there's a lot of really great acts coming in. Really fun. There's some great food. If you made the trip out to Kansas City, yes, there is still barbecue here in Arizona. but there's a lot going on, and it's really cool. I mean, they have a skills challenge, a bunch of basketball games you can play. Kids can have a chance for autographs. There's going to be pep rallies over there. So they are really doing it up here in the Valley of the Sun.
Awesome. Continue with Kristen Rogers of KEZI Sports. A lot of fans have commented on seeing the Mamba, Kobe Bryant, down here hanging a bit with the Ducks. I saw Coach Stubblefield posted a picture calling him their newest recruit. But you got the reaction from the guys who I guess turned out had no idea what was coming.
Yeah, you know, they had just finished up at team dinner on Wednesday night, and they were upset because they were told that they had to go back and watch film at like 10 o'clock at night, and the guys weren't too happy about it. And then they walked into an empty room. There was no projector there, and that's when they knew something was up. One of the heads of Nike came in and said the Mamba was coming out, and as Dylan Brooks said, the atmosphere of the entire room changed. He said Jordan Bell was going out of his mind in his seat, and a lot of the guys were starstruck, to be honest. I mean, Dylan Brooks told me that he couldn't even ask a question at first because they didn't know what to do in the presence of a guy like Kobe Bryant. And so that was pretty cool to hear. But what I think was, it pretty much hits the head on the nail, but they said that a lot of what he said they have heard all year long. However, because it's now coming from Kobe Bryant, they're taking it as gospel. So if Dana Altman ever wanted any message to be given to his team, having Kobe Bryant say it, I think, is really going to solidify that.
Let's back up a minute and get to Kansas City, that Elite Eight matchup. Obviously, KU, the big favorite, the one seed, 95% of the arena kind of living Rock Chalk Jayhawk. So if you incorporate all those factors, you know, the Ducks just playing their fifth game without Chris Boucher. You were there. You can gauge kind of the atmosphere. How wild, A, was the pro-Kansas crowd, and how much more impressive did it make that win, which was, wasn't really that close?
Oh, I mean, it made it that much more impressive. I mean, that was maybe 5% Oregon fans in Kansas City, maybe. And, you know, they shut them up pretty quickly. So I think it just goes on to prove that, you know, for so long, Oregon has been considered the underdog this tournament, which I find funny. But even against Rhode Island and Michigan, everyone said that the Ducks were going to lose. And then against Kansas, I mean, that is... You can't sleep on Oregon anymore. I mean, I know a lot of people out here are saying, oh, UNC is going to win the whole thing, and they're going to, you know, handle Oregon. And, you know, everyone keeps talking about the Tar Heel size, and I get it. But, like, it's – I mean, I get we're playing April basketball, but for the sake of the saying, it's March. Like, anything can happen. So, Oregon is – they're locked in. I mean, this team is loose, but they are focused.
We're talking Final Four with Kristen Rogers of KEZI Sports, live on the scene for the Final Four. Let's hit on the coach, Dana Altman. Not the most demonstrative guy, and obviously you've covered him up close for years now after the game, after they cut down the nets. Even for a guy who doesn't really wear his emotions on his sleeve, how obvious will you say it was that this was really, really something special for him, not only professionally but personally?
Oh, no. I mean, you see the look on Dana's face. He has that goofy grin did not go off his face the entire time when they're cutting down the nets and in Kansas City. I mean, that was awesome to see. And, you know, he has the confetti bath after, and I joked with him what was better, a Gatorade bath or a confetti bath. And he's, you know, pulling bits of confetti all over from himself. And, I mean, he was really enjoying himself. And he said, you know, obviously he's happy for his players and, you know, coaches and whatnot. He's like, but you got to be a little selfish. You know, he's excited for himself, too. And, I mean, to be able to do it back in the Midwest, I think was awesome for him. And, you know, here we are, his first Final Four. And, like I said, this team is locked, and they keep saying how much they want to play for Dana and how much they are playing for Dana. So I think that's pretty cool to see when a team can really play for the coach.
You've been able to cover some really cool stuff. I mean, certainly during your time in Eugene at KEZI, when you were in school at USC, you even got the first time we talked on air, we talked about the coverage you provided for the Olympics. So getting to cover the Final Four, one of the biggest events in our country sports-wise. So how high up the Kristen Rogers personal bucket list is this one?
Oh, hands down, it's number one. I mean, right outside of the University of Phoenix Stadium, there is a sign that says bucket list, and then it says watching a Final Four game that has it checked off. And I'm like, I get that's for fans, but for me, like, yes. Like, I can say that I'm checking that off my bucket list. So it's been amazing here. The atmosphere is so cool to see, and I really hope that, you know, I'm really trying to give our viewers back in Eugene an idea of what that looks like and what it feels like, because it's unlike any other. I mean, talking to the guys today, they say they're trying to treat this game like any other, but it is really hard to ignore all the hype that's around the Final Four right now. It is absolutely amazing to see.
Yeah, you seem to be enjoying yourself, so final thought, you've been out there in the sun, in the wind, with the team, the fans. So here we are Friday, game not until tomorrow night. So what could folks look forward to seeing from you and Mike as far as coverage-wise on KEZI?
Oh, yeah, we got a lot coming up today, 4, 5, 6, 6:30, a lot coming your way. You know, obviously we're previewing Oregon-UNC and kind of giving a breakdown of that. But, you know, on top of that, you know, I had a chance to talk with Kelly Graves. He's out here watching the Final Four with his son. So, you know, you can hear from him later tonight at 5 o'clock. His thoughts on not only the women's Elite Eight run, but the men's run. And, of course, you know, he was at Gonzaga for a long time, too. So he talks about why he really wants to see that Oregon-Zags matchup in the finals. And then, you know, there's a lot more going on, too. I'm doing a really cool feature on the team managers and all of the work they do behind the scenes to get this team ready. Because, you know, it's not just the players that need to have their A game come tomorrow. It's the managers as well.
Awesome. Look forward to it. She is Flotess, your first lady of the Eugene sports scene. Follow on Twitter. Use the handle at Kristen E. Rogers. KR, always fun. Look forward to seeing you at the stadium tomorrow. And thanks for finding some time to join us today.
Thanks, Steve. See you then.
Take it easy.